Good evening. I hope everyone had a blessed holiday season and a happy new year. I would like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing in regular meeting, Monday, January 8, 2024, 6:01 p.m. First item on the agenda, Scott, is establishment of a quorum.
Okay, Dave Stewart.
Present.
Thomas Holman.
Here.
Devin Sonnefeld.
Here.
Roger Haynes.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogle. Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer.
Is here.
And Devin Huff.
Here.
So I'd like to welcome everyone to the January 8th, 2024 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning and conditional use application which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into evidence Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. The staff file including all pertinent information for each case is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. The staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote.
Thank you, Scott. The first item or next item is review and action, which is election of chairman and vice chairman.
So right now, Howard Kitchen's our chair and Dave Stewart's the vice chair. And I would open the floor for nominations. It doesn't require a second, but I'd take nominations for your chairman. And we'll take all nominations until we're done nominating and then vote. Whoever's the winner is the chairman.
I've served a couple of go-arounds, so if anybody else is
would you mind serving another one?
I would not mind, but I just wanted to be sure to open it up to anyone else that thought it, they might be called to
you
take that duty.
You already nominated?
Yes. Oh, did you nominate Howard?
Yes.
Okay.
I move the nomination to close.
Okay. You guys can vote, or just by proclamation, we have one nomination for chairman. It's Howard Kitchen. So.
Proclamation.
Nominations for vice chair. Do we have nominations for the vice chair?
Dave's vice chair now.
Correct.
You've done a good job today.
Okay, so nomination for vice chair. Do we have any other nominations? We'll close the nominations. Dave, congratulations.
No more.
You're the vice chair. That, I'll turn it over to our chairman.
All right, next item we have is the December 11th, 2023 meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes as presented? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
I move we approve the minutes as presented.
Got a motion and a second. All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes stand approved. Next item would be, before public hearing and final vote, would be time limit.
I'll move to put a 4-minute time limit on the speakers, not including the applicant.
Got a motion to limit to 4 minutes. Got a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. That will move us into public hearing and final vote. The only thing we have on tonight's agenda are two rezones, and I just want to be sure everyone in the crowd understands what's going to be presented to us will be reviewed and voted on, but it's purely a recommendation that would be in the form of a resolution that would be sent to the Taney County Commission. And Scott, the date for that meeting, is it next week? For them?
16th.
16th?
Tuesday, because Monday's holiday, so it's Tuesday the 16th. At 9 a.m. right here in this room.
So the county commission meeting for everyone's benefit will be next Tuesday, the 16th, 9 a.m. Same location. So first up, we've got 24-001 rezone.
So your rezone 24-001, Ion LLC is seeking planning commission recommendation for the county commission to approve the rezone request of one parcel, which is number 05-8.0-33-000-000-034.000, located at 887 Newport Road, Walnut Shade. The existing property is zoned A1 agricultural. The rezoning request is for R2, 1 and 2 family residential district. So turning our attention to the screen. This is where 160 and 65 intersect. To access, you take the west outer road and then cross over 65 and then take your Newport Road back. I've got the parcel highlighted. Here's our zoning layer. The blue is your RR1 rural residential, and then the white's the A1. Couple photos of the existing structures, and that's back to the north. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Hello, my name is Sharak Gothavala. I'm with Ion LLC. I would like to get rid of what's there and do a duplex out there and clean up the property and hopefully bring everybody's property value up. I also have another property there that I own, which I would love to see it bring the value of that property up by cleaning this one up and also help the neighbors out in that aspect. I know some of them are concerned about traffic, which traffic's already there, and that's about it. I mean, there's nothing else besides that.
Your reason for the duplex, you don't live in one of them?
I'm going to live in one of them. I will occupy one of them.
The other one's not going to be a night in the rental.
No, sir.
God bless you.
Can you just get one duplex on this property?
Yes, sir.
And that's based on wastewater would be limited to septic, right, Scott?
Correct. For, and the correct. Size of the acreage is just 1 per 2 acres. And what?
It's about 2.76, yes, something like that.
It's not 4 acres, so it's limited to one.
Okay.
How many bedrooms?
It'll be 3 and 3.
Any questions for the applicant before we see who's out in the audience for the public hearing part? Why don't you go ahead and have a seat right there or back where... do we have anyone in the audience that signed up to speak on behalf or for this application? Anyone signed up to speak that's in opposition of this application?
Yes.
Good evening. My name is Doug Ramey, and I live at 803 Newport Road. And out of respect for the committee, when time constraints and professionalism, I've been asked to speak on behalf of those residents who oppose this rezoning change to 887 Newport Road. Raj is asking for a rezoning because of this construction would allow a duplex rather than a single-family dwelling. His reason is simple. It minimizes his financial output while maximizing his financial return. For us, we feel that for Raj, this is a financial transaction. How much money more can I make out of building this versus a single-family residence? We want to make it clear that we're not opposed to Raj building on this property. In fact, we welcome it. It needs improvement. We also believe that a property owner should be able to build and develop their own properties. What we are opposed to is the type of structure he proposes to build, a duplex. A duplex is a permanent rental. Whether Raj owns it or lives in it, or sells it to someone else in the future. This type of structure is the neighborhood's point of contention. Can a single family dwelling be a rental? Yes, but it retains its potential to become a more permanent dwelling. A duplex will always be what it is, a permanent rental. Newport Road is a small dead-end community with single family owner-occupied dwellings. Putting a permanent rental on it is completely incongruent with any of the building structures in the neighborhood or the area. There is no other duplex rentals within miles of this location. None on Newport, Bristol, Craig, or even Highway 160. Its location and A1 regulations is why every owner on Newport Road selected it to become a place of residence. The majority of homeowners have resided here for over 10 years. My wife and I have lived in this area for over 20. I asked 6 local real estate agents from different agencies this question: how does having a permanent rental within a small neighborhood affect the sellability of the neighboring properties? Not surprising, none of the agents would allow me to list their names or their agencies for fear of losing business. However, their answers were unanimous. Selling a property or home near a permanent rental made that sale much more difficult, if not impossible. Most people do not view a permanent rental as a positive. If given a choice, they will select a property that isn't near one. We, the residents of Newport Road, made that same decision when we moved or built at this location. We didn't want to be near a permanent rental. However, our choice of residency was made in the past under the A1 regulations. We can't change our selection. We're committed. We aren't a subdivision where covenants restrict or limit anything that can be built. Our community is comprised of single-family dwellings on acreage. We depend upon you, the Planning and Zoning Committee, to protect our interests. We no longer have that choice. Tonight, you will make that choice for the residents of Newport Road. Here's a petition signed by the property owners of Newport Road that oppose this change. In addition, many of those signers are here in person to show their opposition. The question before you tonight is this: does the desire of one property owner trying to maximize his profits outweigh the cost financially and emotionally to the other property owners? Ross has said that he's going to live in this. The question is, for how long? When he decides to vacate this property, what will happen to it? In a few moments, Raj will be allowed a rebuttal. The burden of proof of why a zoning change needs to fall on Raj. How does a change from A1 to R2 increase the benefits over what currently exists? We feel a zoning change should only be made if he can